Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese universities are sending students home amid protests against coronavirus restrictions. AP correspondent Jennifer King reporting.
China's ruling Communist Party is trying to prevent more protests after weekend crowds in at least eight cities demonstrated against its zero COVID policy and called for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Police were out in force, and there was no word of protest Tuesday in Beijing or other major cities. Yesterday in Hong Kong, activists and about 50 university students from the mainland lit candles and chanted slogans in a show of support. Some restrictions were eased, and now universities are sending students home, calling in buses to take people to train stations. Tsinghua University, where students protested Sunday, said they were protecting students from COVID-19, but dispersing them to far-flung hometowns also reduces the likelihood of more campus activism. Dolly Yang, an expert on Chinese politics at the University of Chicago, says authorities are hoping to defuse the situation. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials say President Joe Biden and his administration have been closely watching the events in China.
During Monday's White House briefing, reporters repeatedly asked National Security Council spokesman John Kirby about the protests in China. Kirby replied, "The Biden administration believes the Chinese people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate."
Nothing's changed about the president's firm belief in the power of democracy and democratic institutions and how important that is.
Beijing's zero COVID policy, with its frequent and extended lockdowns and economic disruptions, has kept the country's official death toll from the coronavirus in the thousands, compared to a million in the United States, which has one-fourth the population of China. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Iranian general says acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protest. There was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. The estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran. That's a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that war-torn Ukraine will one day become a member of the world's largest security alliance. It's a commitment that NATO leaders made to Ukraine 14 years ago, but some say it led in part to Russia's invasion. Stoltenberg's remarks came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his NATO counterparts gathered Tuesday in Romania to drum up urgently needed support for Ukraine, including deliveries of electrical components for the war-torn country's devastated power transmission network. Ukraine's grid has been battered since early October by targeted Russian strikes. Stoltenberg says Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to use winter as a weapon of war against Ukraine. A former federal prison warden has gone on trial for allegations stemming from his treatment of female inmates in a facility known as the Rape Club. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Ray Garcia retired from his job at the Dublin, California Correctional Institution after the FBI found nude photos of female inmates on his government-issued phone. The 55-year-old Garcia is among five staffers charged with molesting several women and forcing them to pose naked in their cells. One of the inmates testified they had intimate contact in a bathroom and said she felt like he cared about her, but then he became increasingly vulgar. Garcia's lawyer says there's no surveillance video showing these encounters, although one of the women alleges Garcia knew to avoid the cameras. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Joe Biden on Monday asked Congress to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline. In the stalled contract talks, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers would take up legislation this week to impose the deal that unions agreed upon in September. In a statement, Pelosi said we're reluctant to bypass the standard ratification process for the tentative agreement, but we must act to prevent a catastrophic nationwide rail strike which would grind our economy to a halt. Pelosi said the House would not change the terms of the September agreement. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.